You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sad news. H&R Block co-founder Henry Block died yesterday.
Oh, man.
He was 96 years old. Mm. That's how you want to go out, man. Yep. Having lived long life.
Yeah.
Having been a philanthropist and a help to people when he could have kept all his money and resources, time, knowledge, wisdom to himself. He spread it.
And he kept H&R Block here in Kansas City, made it, you know, a Fortune 500 company. I don't know if you remember this commercial, Shay, but this was a tagline a couple years ago.
Get your billions back, America!
You remember that?
Yeah. I never knew that H&R Block was founded here in Kansas City until I moved here, and I was astounded. I said, wow!
Yep.
I've been hearing about H&R Block my whole life.
Right.
And never made the connection. Yes. I had an opportunity to actually meet Mr. Block.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he's very instrumental in the life of Henry Wash, who's the founder of Higher Aspirations. So it's through that I was able to see him at an event.
Okay.
Mm. He was still very lucid, you know, in his 90s. That's what I hope to be like when I get 90s.
Explain lucid.
Lucid means clear-minded. You know, he was present. Sometimes when you get older, you ain't lucid. I mean, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, you get kind of lost. I get it.
Yeah, but yeah. He was very much present.
Yeah.
So, for real, rest in peace to Mr. Block. He had been working with the Nelson Atkins to put a new wing. He donated a bunch of different paintings to them. You'll be able to see that soon inside Nelson Atkins.
R.I.P.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Probably sunny skies. Cloudy at 54 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Ooh, I had to make sure that my Essence Magazine subscription is paid up, B. Shining.
What happened?
Diddy and his family are on the cover of the Mother's Day issue, looking so beautiful.
He really missed that Kim Porter, don't he?
For real, though. There's one cover with just he and his daughters, and then there's another cover with all of the children. I wonder which one they're going to send to me. I hope it's the one with the daughters.
Send
That's the one
you.
That I like. I have a subscription.
Oh. I thought you was talking about one of the kids.
No. Send me one of his kids?
Why would
I want that?
I don't know. That's why I asked. Like, I was confused.
Oh, Lord. Help me. So, in an interview with the publication, when asked about the mother of his three of his children, he said, quote, "She was unforgettable. That day turned my world upside down. 3 days before she passed, she wasn't feeling well. She had the flu, and she sent the kids over to my house so they wouldn't get sick. One night I was checking on her, and she was like, 'Puffy, take care of my babies.' She actually said that to me before she died."
Come on, man.
Can't wait to get my copy. Man is
just absolutely going through it, man.
He's been through a lot.
We riding with you, Puff.
So more fallout from this Wendy Williams Kevin Hunter divorce.
Uh-oh.
Sources say that Kevin has been totally cut off from her money. She's hired a team to ensure that all of her finances are secure. She already signed the lease on a brand new apartment in Manhattan, paid the rent up for a whole year.
Mm.
You know, of course, they have been living out in New Jersey. You know, that's a suburban paradise. People go trying to raise kids. So she's a single lady. She got to be back in the city now.
Yeah.
In the swing of things. Also, while I was watching the show yesterday, I stayed to the end for the credits to see if his name was there. Mm-mm.
You snatch it off?
Erased.
Dang.
Erase.
Let me Google.
Replace, embrace, new face. I'm with you, Wendy.
Let me Google Kendu Isaac's lawyer. I need to hook my mans up.
Be quiet. Ugh. Ugh. So Soulja Boy is saying that he has video footage that proved $500,000 in items were stolen from his home while he was in jail. And that it was also an inside job.
From who?
Somebody from the inside.
With his mother, his friends, somebody from the Stacks on Deck Money Gang. Who? You know, that's like his real little affiliation.
He always has an inside job, according to him. When the people, that was an inside job.
I shot him. Pow, 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 pow. Soldier Boy, come on. What? And why you got that much cash in the crib anyway, fam?
No, it wasn't cash. They stole other stuff. It was $500,000, you know, and things.
Total. Okay.
Yeah. Jewelry, probably, and...
Jewelry.
Jewelry, like I said.
Yeah! Jewelry.
Say orange.
Orange.
Okay. I rest my case.
Pow, 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 pow.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm 9 weeks pregnant, and my job acts like I can make it to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'd be so sick in the morning that I'd be making it there at 7 o'clock every day, and they want to act like they don't know pregnant people got morning sickness. Mm. It didn't really be in the morning. Mm.
Well, quit your job and just go on welfare.
Nah, she can't do that.
Hell nah.
Okay, then. So get your behind up and go to work. Okay.
Right. You can't start your maternity leave early. It ain't no 8 months of maternity leave, though.
Man, I already started it. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Listen, like Shay says, you just got to thug your way through it for the next, you know, 4 or 5 months. And then you got them last.
5 months? What? Morning sickness for 4 or 5 months. This is my first year, y'all, so I don't know nothing about this.
Well, ma'am, you know, you should have thought about this a couple months
don't
ago.
Don't you tell her that.
You know what I'm saying?
You should have stopped to the quick chip, girl. Hey, got your condom.
It's the summertime. He set me up.
Oh, he set you up?
Mm. Set me up.
When you do?
December 1st. I got all year.
Ooh, you got a long way to go.
Long way.
She fussing already. Lord, right. Jesus, yeah. Help his baby.
Help him out. All right, who is this?
I can't even tell y'all because I ain't even told everybody that I'm...
Oh, my God. Well, we the first to know. We feel so honored.
Congratulations.
Make sure you send us like a baby shower thing so Brian can come. Brian will come to your baby shower.
Going to that?
Girl, you know, I'm
going to
send you one. You my birthday twin.
Oh, okay, cool.
See?
Well,
Brian,
I'm in
you
there
see how you turned on, and then once you found out she was a Leo, then you said okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye, girl.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So yesterday, Kansas City Chiefs tweeted a video which announced the signing of someone that folks say could be a difference maker on our defense.
Absolutely. Frank Clark from the Seahawks, one of the top pass rushers in the league, comes to our Chiefs, signed a 5-year, 100-and-something million-dollar contract.
A word?
60-something guaranteed. He's a great player, definitely so. And we traded a first-round pick and a second-round pick. So essentially, we got a second-round pick for trading D Ford. So we essentially just traded a first-round pick and D Ford for this guy. But there is some baggage with Clark.
There's definitely controversy associated with signing this young man. He has some domestic violence allegations that are attached to him, right, dating back to his college days at University of Michigan.
Yes. I don't know what it is with the culture, Shay, but it concerns me as a Chiefs fan. I'll say that. And I'm a believer in everybody having second chances and hearing everybody's story out. I just hope that he's on the straight and narrow now with that.
This is yet another player on the Chiefs roster being accused of domestic violence. Of course, Kareem Hunt was released when the video surfaced of him pushing a young lady down in a hotel. Tyreek Hill has also been accused of some domestic violence charges in the past.
Right.
How do you feel as a lifelong Chiefs fan?
It concerns me. It does. On one hand, I'm hoping that this is a place for rehabilitation, that the Chiefs have some sort of guidelines set up for these young men, because these are all young men. They're not fully developed yet. They're all essentially kids. They're not fully grown. But then on the other hand, I feel like there's cause for concern that because you do this, there is always a second chance when that's not always the case.
I think as a society, we have accepted this sort of behavior. And I don't think that the NFL is the only place
right
where this exists.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, we're focusing all of the attention on the NFL instead of looking all over our society where there may be doctors or delivery drivers or unemployed people or, you know, folks who are doing the same behavior every day.
Yeah, it's definitely a societal problem. And if you're looking for the NFL to uphold some type of moral standard, then you're going to come up short every time. I'm just being honest with you.
I don't think they are either. There's billions of dollars on the line. And
it's
unfortunately,
a bottom line business.
People do not care about women in that way. And that's just the truth of it.
The more that we talk about it, Shay, the more that this will stay on people's minds, hopefully.
And hopefully there'll be a culture shift in the United States, period.
Right.
That we will understand that this is unacceptable in every area of society. It doesn't matter if you're a professional player. This is unacceptable.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Autism Awareness Month, Brian, and we both know people who are living with autism and the struggles that many parents go through with, first of all, getting diagnosis and then finding resources in the community to be able to make sure that their children have the best life possible. We've got Trisha Rushing on the show with us. She's a Facebook friend.
Hey.
And I saw her posting something about her son, who's been living with autism for the last 17 years. His diagnosis came at 3 years old, which is typically the case with most people who are diagnosed. Now, I know a little bit about autism. Of course, it's been described as a social and communications issue with young people. And oddly enough, Brian, for some reason, it affects boys more than it does girls.
Wow. Thank you for coming on the show, Trisha.
Hey, thank you. You're welcome.
So when you first got the diagnosis, what did you experience? What did you feel as a mother?
When we first got the diagnosis, it was heartbreaking because he wasn't doing the same things as my son prior to him. Like I said, they were 22 months apart, and so Kevin was not doing everything that, of course, his brother Corey was doing. And I began to research a little bit about, you know, I heard the word autism, but then I noticed that he had all the symptoms of a child with autism. So before they even diagnosed him, I pretty much knew in my heart. So when they said, "We hate to break the news to you, he has autism," I was like, "Ooh, I knew it," you know, because I'd already researched it or what have you. And from there, I just went in, you know, studying and trying to be an advocate for my son.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 60s. Probably sunny later on. Right now, you're cloudy at 55. And Independence Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Actress Reagan Gomez Preston is 39 today. Actor Derek Luke from Antoine Fisher. You remember him?
Yeah.
He's 45. Jaimin Hansu, actor, is 55 today. Singer Kalani is 24.
You don't hear my line no more.
Ooh.
You don't pay. Brand new mommy, too.
Yeah.
And Cedric the Entertainer, actor and comedian.
People don't hope, we wish.
We wish. That's right.
55 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on April 24th.
Did you know that Cardi B had a problem with the shade room?
I do now. I saw that video yesterday.
Child, she went on a whole rant yesterday about the entertainment site, The Shade Room.
She know that she's not allowed to post me, so what does she do? She posts mad of people that she know that I'm associated with. For example, QC, right? This is the owner of one of the most successful black-owned label right now. Every artist that he got under his label are rocketing. But nah, she rather not post when he getting good accomplishments. She rather post him when he's dealing with drama, baby mama drama, or his personal life. Carisha, Young Miami, I'm really cool with her. Everybody thought that it was not gonna be successful after JT got locked up. They've been rocketing, hitting the charts, every chart they top 10. But no, y'all rather not post that. Y'all rather post some that's gonna set her up to get dragged in the comments.
Ooh. She went on.
Yes, she did.
Talking about her husband, Offset.
Offset donated $25,000 to the Ellen Foundation for Kids in Africa. Did The Shade Room post it? No. Is The Shade Room posting how this man is promoting a cancer-free campaign? No. Have they posted any positive and investment talk that he's been talking about in his interviews? No. But they sure posted when he had drama with his baby mom. They sure posted about his court cases, right?
She has a point, but that's what these sites do. Cardi needs to ask WWBD.
What's that? What would your baby daddy do?
No, what would Beyonce do?
Oh.
Beyonce wouldn't go on a rant like that. She wouldn't do all that. She's a young lady, and she still has a little bit of maturing to go, like you said about me. But she just can't do all that.
Hmm. Well, I guess as long as she got a phone, she can, right? Record it and...
I guess, but she got a lot of money at stake now. She has endorsements with Pepsi and these big companies.
Reebok.
Yeah, they don't want to be associated with none of that. So you just got to be careful because there's plenty bags at stake. You feel me? When you got a bigger responsibility, you have bigger things going on.
Recording.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
April is Autism Awareness Month. And there are many folks who don't exactly know what autism is, Brian. And according to autismspeaks.org, it refers to a broad range of conditions characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behaviors, speech, and nonverbal communication, as well as unique strengths and differences. There's a whole spectrum.
Right.
And before, there was no spectrum. It was just this or this. But now we know that there are so many stages and the scope is broader.
And Trisha, in the last break, you were talking about how it personally affected you.
Yes.
How did your family kind of adapt to having an autism kid in your house?
Well, first of all, we had to, of course, accept it. They were like asking, well, what's wrong with Kevin? What's wrong with Kevin? And I had to explain to them, you know, what was actually going on with him, why he wasn't looking at them anymore, or why he kept being just doing repetitive things like what you talked about. He kept looking at the ceiling fans and so on and so forth. So what they did was embraced it. And they became very protective over Kevin because, you know, other kids could see that there was an issue. And as he got bigger, you know, he still was acting like a child, you know, a smaller kid. Like he's 6, but he's acting like he's 3. Or he could be 10 and he's acting like he's 6. And so the cousins would gather around and just protect him constantly, you know, leave him alone, don't do this, don't do that. And so my family is a crazy family, so we have Kevin Day, and we have the Kevin dance. So whenever there's a family gathering, I swear, we do the Kevin dance. And it's basically the Peter Griffin song that Kevin learned to do off of
Family Guy.
And it is just hilarious. The bird song. So the bird is the word. And so everybody gets around, and we got video of it and stuff like that. But every year when his birthday comes, he has a huge party, and they've just basically embraced him.
Okay.
We're talking with Trisha Rushing, the parent of a 20-year-old autistic boy, and well, young man. And you were talking off air about how sometimes people would react
yes
in public, and make assumptions mm-hmm. about your son.
Absolutely. Like, Kevin would carry around his Elmo doll, and people were looking at us like, you know, what's that big kid doing with this doll or whatever. And when he was younger, you know, just like a regular child would scream when they want something from the store. You know, well, I have this big child that's screaming because he wants something in the store, and people were looking at us and staring at us all crazy and things like that. But I'm like, you don't know our story. You know, just, you know, come on, because embarrassment does not exist when you have a child that's autistic. You know, it just not, it just doesn't. So I don't know anything about being embarrassed when it comes to my child.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
April is Autism Awareness Month, and there are folks in our listening audience who have been affected with children in their family, or either are parents who are dealing with the day-to-day challenges that are faced with folks with autism. It's been characterized as social skills issue, repetitive behavior, speech, nonverbal communication. And Brian, actually, it's about 1 in 59 children are diagnosed with autism.
That's a lot.
And so thankfully there's been some push for resources here in the Kansas City area for families who are dealing with this. We've got Trisha Rushing, who is the mother of Kevin Merritt. He's 20 years old. And you were talking earlier about his journey, if you will, from diagnosis at the age of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a family dealing with the challenges. And then you shared something that was so awesome about him running for prom king.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was, we found out, of course, in the last week that he was running for, that he had the opportunity to run for home of his prom king or homecoming king. And so we just pulled together all our resources that we possibly could. And Bailey Dayton, she came out to the school to try to help promote this special event for him. And Chris Good, Ruby Jeans, he came out. He was like our spokesperson. On the news when the news actually came out and heard about that he was running as well. And it was a pretty cool deal for Kevin. He got a lot of recognition for being the first autistic boy to run for homecoming king.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. He didn't win?
No, he came in second, though. Okay. He was really, really close because it was the last week. But had we known about it earlier, he would have won that thing, baby.
If you had reached out to the Morning Grind, he would have won.
Girl, look, yes, absolutely.
Is there help readily available now?
There is a lot of resources right here in the Kansas City area. It's like when we first started, we went to the Kansas City Regional Center. That's where he got his actual diagnosis from. But Children's Mercy Hospital was also a great help with the diagnosis when we first started out. But there are a lot of other companies out here now. They have ETOS, where they can they actually help with EIPs and things like that. And Sherwood Center is an autism school for also adults as well as children. And that's where Kevin attends. Sherwood Center has been a great help with people with autism, period, and just helping them through the day. And he goes through an adult day program there. Also, the whole person, they help people with special needs. And that's not just on the autism spectrum, but just whatever disability or special needs adult that needs help. So those are a few of the resources that I know of that actually helps, you know, people with special needs. But there's a lot more out there, and it's becoming pretty popular.
Trisha, what is your hope and dream for your son?
My hope and dream for my son is for him to be independent. You know, I would like for my son to be having his own place, you know, job, even if it's working with me. I would like to see him become more, you know, independent. And, you know, if he wanted to have a family or whatever, that would be a hope and dream. But the fact that of him being who he is right now, we just love him to death. I just know that he has been a blessing to me. He has taught me quite a bit about patience. At first, if you don't have patience, you have a child with special needs, you're going to learn patience. And like I said, you will never be embarrassed. You will look at your child more so as a gift, more so than anything, because these type of kids, they don't know hate. They don't know gossip. They don't know any of these things that, you know, that makes other people like upset or anything like that. He may get upset, but he's always pouring out love, because that's the main emotion that they know. You, just like when you were discussing with me about your boss's son, he goes up and hugs people and so on and so forth. And so the cool part about them is they teach you, you don't have to have an attitude with people, or you don't have to be a certain way. The only thing this child knows, or this young man knows, is love.
Wow.
And we can all learn a lot from that.
Thank you so much, Miss Trisha Rushen, for coming on and sharing your personal story with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Way back Wednesday, cracking tonight.
Oh, it's going down, boy.
Be shining on them tables.
11, 16 grand at the KC Daiquiri shop. 5 to 7, Shay.
If I can get myself together.
You better.
I'll be there.
You better come through and get a couple of them daiquiris in you.
I have a doctor's appointment today, so based upon what she says to me, I may be in tears.
May not happen.
I don't know. Yeah. I could be pregnant. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said that.
Ma'am?
I don't know why I said that, I swear. It's no chance.
I got all of them.
Ain't no chance, huh?
Well.
Not my dad!
Researchers are saying that we're spending more time sitting than we have in past years, Brian. So, our time seated has increased an hour per day to 8.2 hours for adolescents and 6.4 hours for adults.
That's got to be a direct correlation with the computer.
And the TV watching.
Mm-hmm.
TV and videos account for at least 2 hours for adults. And for kids, you know, that's got to be a skyrocket.
You know, my parents used to tell us, y'all don't never go outside like we used to. And we're like, fam, we go outside every day. We play football stuff every day outside.
Mm-hmm.
But then the generation before us, they were always outside. You know, the whole street light thing, you got to be home before the street lights. But now with these kids, I know it's even worse with the Fortnite, with your phone, with the computers. So we got to make sure that we being a little more active.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, my mother used to put us out the house in the summertime, be like, don't be opening up my screen door.
In or out.
Exactly.
In or out. Always playing that Nintendo. That's what my grandma said. talking about it's going to mess up the TV. They've been messing up them TVs with them Nintendos.
So we got to increase some of this movement here. And if I make it to Way Back Wednesday, I ain't sitting down none. I'ma dance the whole night, my friend.
Don't be twerking on the table, Shay.
I don't twerk in public.
Oh, in private, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
He's 60.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Look for highs in the upper 60s today. Partly sunny skies later on. You're cloudy at 57 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
So, of course, Wendy Williams and Kevin Hunter have split. As I was watching the Wendy Williams show yesterday, I had my eyes perked on the credits to see if he was taken off.
And?
Child, they had it scrubbed like I did my tub last night.
Yes, I'm singing I Want a Mango.
Now, a report it has been lodged that he possibly was poisoning the talk show host.
Now that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Police say that someone claimed to work for her production company called in January with these concerns.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's definitely crossing the line. You know, it's one thing to, you know, not get along with your spouse and, you know, you're seeing that things are coming to end. Poison somebody, fam? Come on, dog.
She wasn't looking well
right
for a while. And so the police actually responded to this.
Yeah.
Tip, if you will.
Yeah, that ain't cool, man. Much as you don't like Wendy, if you're listening, that ain't cool to do to somebody like that.
Yeah. And she looks much better. Like, she looks healthier now. I don't know if that was an effect of that issue or was it an effect of the other thing.
Right.
So Diddy and his family have graced the cover of the Mother's Day issue of Essence magazine, and they look so beautiful. Of course, he was talking about the death of Kim Porter, and he said, quote, "She was unforgettable. That day turned my world upside down. 3 days before she passed, she wasn't feeling well. She had the flu. And she sent the kids over to my house so they wouldn't get sick.
Oh.
One night I was checking on her and she was like, 'Puffy, take care of my babies.' She actually said that to me before she died."
Oh, man, come on, Puff.
It's heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, remember a couple weeks ago when somebody was trying to make fun of him for talking about that he was clowning himself for messing up, that he didn't marry Kim Porter. He
right.
was like, "Yeah, you know, I played myself." I think he's really feeling it, though, Shay.
He also revealed to the publication, quote, "Before this, I was a part-time father, you know. My family was always first, but there are countless times when I chose work over everything else. But every day, I can hear her telling me to go and spend some time with the kids and make sure everybody's all right, like she would do. I'm just a lot more present, and most important, now my kids come before anything else in my life."
Wow.
Kind women of, do that. Women allow men to go and do whatever they want to do many times in these relationships, especially if the woman is the primary caregiver.
If there is a silver lining in this, that's it. That could be the blessing in disguise with him being closer to his kids now, because he has to be there now. Yeah. Wow. We feel for you, Puff. We do.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Let's talk about stress. The research on the dangers of chronic stress is plentiful, but for some reason, many of us are still allowing stress to take over our lives. Here's a refresher. According to medical doctors on Insider.com, small doses of stress are fine. But chronic stress is a different type of animal. Stress isn't something that just happens in your head. The effects react almost every part of your body. In simple terms, stress is the way your body responds to potential dangers. When your brain notices a threat, it signals the rest of your body in order to help you escape threats. The problem is that most stress is not because of actual threats, but instead is due to what you're thinking. It's due to what's in your head. What you're thinking affects how you're feeling, and how you feel affects what you do. Chronic stress ruins your sleep. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.